But we started with Elton John and Honey Roll, which was on the Friends 1971 movie soundtrack. But it's also a track on, I think the first... Hang on a minute. First Elton John album, I believe. Which I think is the one with Lady Samantha on it. It's on that one. I've confused myself, but yes, it's sort of very, very, very early Elton John. So, there was something else I was going to talk about. John Lennon, of course. So, Elton said, yes, I'll do a duet with you, because Elton did a cover of the Beatles' Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And John Lennon's playing his guitar on that, and John said, what, do you want to be on my song? Whatever gets you through the night. And Elton said, certainly, absolutely, but I will make a bet with you. If this goes to number one, you have to get on stage with me. And John was like, never going to happen. Yeah, of course I'll get on stage with you, whatever. And it got to number one, and Elton John called him out on stage. John Lennon appeared on the stage, and that's the night when Elton said, oh, by the way, Yoko's here. And they'd had a, 18-month separation, and they got back together, and then Sean Lennon appeared, and Elton John is Sean Lennon's godfather. So there you go, nice, neat, round little circle for you. So, please stay tuned, because you have Donna coming up next with the Hour of Crap. He will be followed by Rich and the Crypt Diggers Lung. And then you have Constance and Leland, and the torch is burning. I am going to leave you with Elton John and Pinball Wizard from the Tommy soundtrack. This has been the Flange and Frigate, and I've been DJ Georgie Girl. See you next week.
You've been listening to The Flange and Frigate with me, DJ Gigi, the blue-haired hippie. Check out the archives at wfmu.org/playlists/FD.
Mind the gap.
Damn, honey, you ever...
No,
you ever
hold it, hold before, it. Honey? This is Pat Hat, and I'm here in the desert with Rebus Kanibus, here where tomorrow... Over 210 fine million Americans will turn their 422 million blue eyes upon this man. And it's got to be a fake.
No, this is no fake, Pat. I'm going to fall into the biggest goddamn hole anybody's ever seen.
He's referring, of course, to the hole that many people says goes directly to the center of the Earth.
That's right, Pat. Now, the only other thing that's been down there before me is that comet.
Aren't you scared, Rebus?
I'm not as scared as you are, Pat. I got the best equipment. I got the special trick shoes and a reverse drag chute.
When will you open the parachute?
Well, I may never get to know that, Pat. They say I may fall into the sun at the center of the Earth.
Or you could go all the way through and be projected into orbit over Kathmandu.
That's why I've got the parachute.
Well, as Sid Fudd, the great scientist sportsman, once said to me, what goes down must come out.
Pat, I'm not down and out. Live or die, I'll make a million.
You're insane, Rebus.
I'm not any more insane than the hundreds and thousands of my fans who come here to help me have the biggest goddamn party the stinking desert's ever seen before I take that jump
tomorrow. Are you worried about
the
weather? There are reports that flash floods are coming along the chilly Colorado. What if the big river floods into the hole?
I'm not worried about that, Pat. It'll either make the hole slicker for me or
it'll put out the sun in the center of the Earth. While I don't want to sanction stupidity as our national sport, still I have to admire this little man's dogged nerve and rubber determination. Yes, it's a small step for this square little fellow, but he's taking a big fall for all mankind. This is Pat Hat here by the big hole at Pachter's Well outside Curio, Arizona.
From Twin Falls, Idaho, Evel Knievel's daredevil leap across the Snake River Canyon. With us is Robert Truax, designer of the XR2. Mr. Truax, what is your main concern about the Sky Cycle?
Will it go round and circle? Will it fly high like a bird?
Do you feel, then, that Evel is making a mistake by trying to jump across the canyon?
Everybody plays the fool sometimes.
You stand to lose $100,000 if Evel doesn't make it across. How much do you have invested in the Sky Cycle?
Everything I own.
What special precautions are you taking to make sure that Evel does make it?
I'll get on my knees.
Evel Knievel's coming into the launch area now. Evel, is there anything in this world that you're afraid to jump? How did you and your wife spend the night before today's jump?
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight.
Evel is getting into the Sky Cycle. But wait, his wife is running up the ramp towards him. She's shouting something at him. I can't quite make it out. Yes, I do believe she's saying... is turning back towards her, and he answers,
it's too late to turn back now.
The tension here is incredible as they strap Evel in the Sky Cycle. We have actually placed a microphone in the Sky Cycle, and we'll be able to hear Evil's comments while we describe the action as it happens here at the Snake River. The rocket bike is starting up the ramp. Oh no! His auxiliary parachute is starting to open. The main chute is opening now, and Evel is plummeting towards the wall of the canyon.
Help me, I think I'm falling.
The Sky Cycle is heading at an incredible speed right towards the bottom of the canyon.
I wanna live.
We go now to our reporter in the rescue boat. Take it away, Leonard.
We have Evel in the boat now. Evel, I'm sure the question in everyone's mind is, why did you ever attempt such a suicide jump? Would you advise any of our listeners to attempt such a dangerous jump?
If you want to get to heaven, you got to raise a little hell.
As we leave the Snake River Canyon, all we can say to Evel Knievel is...
Baby, you're a rich man. Baby, you're a rich man. Baby, you're a rich man too. Oh, baby, you're a rich man. Baby,
thank you.
Excuse me. Excuse me, but...
I was lucky. I found a job.
I found a job. Like, you know, when I should have been learning, still learning.
And
It inspired wonderful Wino and Willie West, a character of mine. Radio stations, of course, change personnel rather rapidly. Willie West is no longer Wino. He's been replaced by Scott Lame.
Hi, gang! Scott Lane here! The boss jock with the boss list, the boss 30, the boss told me to play! Right here on the Nifty 850 Wonderful Wino Radio!
Wonderful Wino!
Big sound, the big time, 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 big wonderful, 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 wonderful. Why no time? Why no time? Boom, boom, five minutes past the big hour, 5 o'clock. Move along with two in a row. Big double play, back to back sounds for you. Scott Lane, get together on a wonderful Wednesday. Here's a tune that's really moving fast. When I say fast, it was recorded at 9 o'clock this morning. At 12 noon, it was number 15, 3 o'clock was the number one sound in town.
Solid gold to make you feel old.
A golden flashback from the summer of 69.
Remember, kids?
Here they are, the red, white, outdoor, electric, Protestant blues band.
Jenny.
Jenny.
Okay.
It's always good to get into some super goal.
Okay, we'll take five minutes out here for the latest news from around the world. Then back with more of the big sound. Scott Lane, get together for one of Wednesday afternoon. Final time, final five, big hour, 5 o'clock.
Soon as we come back, we'll be looking at medical records, won't you take my donors?
And my body is rejecting your heart by the recipients.
But first.
From around the world, across the nation, and up your street.
Here it is.
Wino News with Wino News Bill Beeper, Saigon, Phnom Penh, Bangkok.
That's it from Wino News. Details on the half hour.
Okay, kids, the big sound's waiting here. Why no time? 5 minutes past the big hour, 5 o'clock. Right here on Wonderful Wino. More hits, more often. Big number seven is one of the great bands from San Francisco, Brain Damage. And a tune that's really negative for them. Here it is. Okay, one of the big sounds right here on Wonderful Wino. Why no time? Stick around, kids will be featuring some local basketball. Today, Andy Garatelli, vocational plays them.
The mighty purple of Owsley High.
One of the big games.
Big games.
Okay, let's go back to more of the big sounds.
Billy and the Blemishes.
One last pimple.
I got one,
now you can put them anywhere you want.
Put them all on one side of your face and look the other way.
Put a peace sign on your forehead.
Spell out your girlfriend's name on your back.
Hey, coming up during the next hour here on the Scott Lane Show, we'll be listening to the new John Lennon single, which if you play it backwards, it screws up your needle.
And don't forget the Associated Press tells us that 218 people have been killed on the nation's highways. The National Safety Council expects a total of 500.
You're not trying, friends.
Thank you, gang. Thank you, gang.
This is the Bison Tenio Rhythm Rocket News Team, back in time machine to 1776. I've just landed in England at the castle of King George. England is about to go to war with the Republican colony. King, what is your main concern at this time?
What about the revolution?
Aren't you at least a little bit worried?
What do you have to say to the colonists trying to start a new country?
What was the Queen's reaction?
Is she home now?
The Queen?
Her Majesty?
What should I call?
Is there anything you'd like her to do now?
Here I am in the colonies. I've got George Washington with me. George, what's that you're drinking?
And tell me, what inspired this revolution?
Who have you recruited for your army?
What kind of training did you put them through?
George, these men look awful. What kind of army is this?
And so we follow these brave men through the entire campaign.
Washington crossing the Delaware.
The Delaware crossing Washington.
Homer Thayer's famous ride.
Paul, why did they pick you for this job?
Had the little incident where Benedict tries to hijack Horvath's horse.
Finally, war is over.
Now America must elect its first leader. George, why do you think you should be elected president?
By the way, you've been away from home.
How are you and Martha getting along?
Sorry to hear that. Why is she upset with you?
Here comes Ben Franklin. Hey, Ben, do you think maybe someday you'll be president?
We'll be back in 100 years.
Y'all did a great job.
Take the century off.
Edition of the Hour of Crap, your host, Dono, who sounds drunk but isn't drunk because he is who he is.
We're off to part three of Goofball Decades Radio that I have found myself in, as of recording, I am officially 57 years old. I am killing myself on a much better note that we made it through the first part of the marathon. We made our goal, not only in Shinnick's Jungle Room, but everywhere else.
All the fundraising machinery, you have to keep operating for the next, at least this part of the year.
Hope folks got your Sheena's Jungle Room t-shirt, pretty funky.
Probably the funkiest t-shirt you have so far in the marathon. We started this goofball set. I had to include something by Evil. And I got bumped into this record.
It's called the Unknown Evil Break-In Record.
And it's never been commercially released. I got that from Wayne Butane's YouTube. So I decided to include that in there. Fire on Fire by ELO. From their album Face Music, that's probably my first exposure to ELO.
Actually, it's my brother's copy of Face Music.
We had a show and tell at the music class somewhere in Utah.
I brought Fire on High.
Unfortunately, I had a couple of skips, five minutes of skipping.
Teacher ripped the record out.
Gave it to me and hit the next record.
Unfortunately, he had to put up with two hours.
Take that back.
45 minutes. Everybody wanted to play their favorite Led Zeppelin record.
I'm guessing he wants looking for classical music, but you know,
kids in the mid '70s, it's either Zeppelin or the Carlin record, and it shows you what Top 40 was more or less about.
George Carlin, the AM and FM album, son of Wino.
And I don't have that much on the Bicentennial.
Because I just mentioned, for a brief time, we moved to Elf Gundo.
To Roy, Utah, and that's where we spent our Bicentennial.
There's not much of the Bicentennial.
I have in my memory other than the fact that he's a little rat.
At least deemed by church.
There was a PM curfew, and they didn't feel like celebrating.
The country's 200th bicentennial because we outlawed bigamy.
So that's the moment for religious spite.
All right, that's enough for my wandering.
We're going to start this next commercial.
Of a place that does exist, but I don't think they're going to bring back disco next campaign.
I'm just saying that to cover myself in case somebody legally complains that I'm playing McDonald's commercials.
And who hasn't had their diets destroyed at an early age.
Anyways, I'm going to shut up.
We're going to continue Sally Ford Jazz.
We need a door slam.
It's more than sufficient.
It's after supper, Ludmilla, you're sitting in the living room.
Marie is cutting recipes from a magazine and pasting them in three by five cards.
Ludmilla is reading the newspaper and eating a piece of cake.
The front door opens.
Is that you?
No, it's Dracula's daughter.
Yes.
Couldn't be like always.
I never got this kind of cake before.
I thought something was different.
I was going to get that banana kind, but you always pick the icing off. So I got this plain kind of cake because it didn't have any icing.
No icing, huh?
I thought something was missing.
How come you never get that chocolate kind of cake anymore?
Because the last time I got it, Lud.
You broke out, into a rash.
I don't remember that.
When did I get that rash?
Tuesday.
And when did I eat that cake?
Monday.
Must have been the cake then.
Well, that's what I thought.
That's why I got this plain kind of cake.
Because it's not so rich.
Yeah, not so rich, not so good either.
Well, I thought this plain kind of cake wouldn't be as fattening.
Not as fattening because it's not as good as a rich kind.
So you don't eat as much.
Well, maybe that's why you broke out into a rash.
You eat too much of that other kind of cake because you like it too much.
Please stop talking about that cake!
Ladies up there in that bedroom plays records till two or three o'clock in the morning.
Criticize somebody.
Fool with me, young lady.
I'll take my belt off to you.
Oh, now don't start.
That insurance man will be here any minute.
Oh, I'll take my belt off to you too.
Toots.
Now quit.
Put your shoes on. That insurance man will be here.
We don't need nobody around here after supper.
Too late.
Where are you going, Lud?
I'm going in the kitchen to get me some more of that good old cake.
I thought you didn't like this cake.
I thought you liked that other kind of cake.
That cake with the icing.
Young lady!
I want that screaming stop this minute.
Do you hear me?
Look, Marie, you got that little bump in place up under your chin.
You must have got my rash.
I can't even say the word.
Hush.
In my own house.
That just takes the...
Hush.
Where are you going, Marie? I am going in the kitchen to put on some coffee.
In case that insurance man wants some coffee.
The doorbell rings.
I am Mr. Monroe.
Come on in.
Mrs. Tomlin's gone there in the kitchen.
Put on some coffee.
In case you want some coffee.
And some.
I think I would enjoy a cup of coffee and a piece of cake.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
What I heard was absolutely nothing.
What's me and you going in the kitchen?
Get us a cup of coffee and a piece of...
Saturday.
a little bit of LA television history, that's Catcher's Late Show, Nightly News by Donald Craig. If you lived in LA, you watched that show. It pleasantly leaves a hollow bit of a head, but it's a pleasant thing. Before that, I played a track that has vinyl, at least. Gumball Riley, Tear. I lifted that off the DVD of a movie. It's one of the Ditzy Utah. Family Night in Utah was curious because here they had good movies, was about 50 miles outside of Utah. Roy Utah did have a theater, but it was like D-grade movies, The Ringer with Major Theaters. I think about 50 cents a night, and it was a brick building, barbershop, as I saw, 7 Up one day, and nobody shut up, kids were down. Throwing crap at the screen, and it only stopped quiet during the action scenes, but when the action was over, the kids did give a crap and started again. Unfortunately, what was ever happening next to you was going to screen. But that was like 10 years old, who cares? Let's see, before that, top 40 hit that made things a little more bearable, Saturday in Chicago. And I ended up buying a cut-out record, Lily Tomlin's Saturday Night Live, but anyways, and that's from her album, Lily Tomlin's Dracula's Daughter. Okay, folks. You want to go hardcore on nostalgia a bit? Well, I'm going to play right now. It's a tape I made myself when we escaped, and that's part of a much larger story. We escaped Roy, Utah, me and my brother. Ended up in Northridge, California. Pretty much the urban rama. And I was a bored kid with a Sears boombox. And this, what you're going to hear right now, is a severely edited piece from the 30-minute tape that I made. And this is the kind of crap I did when I was bored on weekends. They didn't really trust me going outside. So this was me at the age of 14. And a lot of personal obsessions, especially in Vegas, especially the Swedish part. All I can say is this is edited, heavily edited. You have been warned, spared, but you get the idea. This is 14-year-old me, 1977, Northridge, California, along with a boombox, recording crap on the radio, and my annoying voice and attitude. Good luck with this one, suckers.
get beyond the worry.
Keep you warm in the winter, and like Grandma said, let the chips lay there till fall.
awfully considerate of you to think of me here. And I'm most obliged to you for making it clear that I'm not here. And I never knew the moon could be so big. And I never knew the moon could be so blue. And I'm grateful that you threw away my old shoes and brought me here instead, dressed in red. And I'm wondering who could be right.
Disco.
Maximum picture quality, and please adjust sound for maximum clarity.
And please adjust
focus for maximum picture quality, and please adjust sound for maximum clarity.
And please adjust
focus for maximum picture quality, and please adjust sound for maximum clarity.
And please adjust
focus for maximum picture quality, and please adjust sound for maximum clarity.
Focus for maximum picture quality, and please adjust sound for maximum clarity. Focus for maximum picture quality, and please adjust sound for maximum clarity. Focus for maximum picture quality, and please adjust sound for maximum clarity.
He's an all-night disc jockey. What does this request really mean?
Play Misty for me.
For Clint Eastwood, an invitation to terror.
Ah! Nobody asked you to wait for it.
You're not jumping me, Buster Blue Eyes.
Get off my back, Evelyn.
Have to get you all nice for David. I hope he likes what he sees when he walks in here. Because that's what he's taking to hell with him.
Just hope we're lucky enough to grab her the next time she tries it.
Tries what?
To kill you. The next scream you hear will be your own.
Clint Eastwood, play Misty for me.
Am I you or are you me?
You are a happy person, full of imaginative thoughts which pour forth constantly. Each day you feel more lovable, more interesting. You become more interested in others. You recognize and accept the friendship that people offer you, for you truly deserve it. You have a deep and sincere respect for yourself and for your personal worth to others. It is easy for you to accept the help and cooperation of others. You see their help to you as an expression of mutual friendship and understanding. You now realize that giving and receiving are two sides of a single coin. You're aware of the trust and confidence you generate in others, and it makes you feel good. You think of yourself as a warm, generous, and loving person. You easily express love and affection, and you find it easy to accept love and approval. You like yourself because you are a friendly and giving person. You accept yourself as a unique and valuable person. You are open, honest, and direct in your relations with people. You recognize that you are exceptionally talented and highly creative. This awareness makes you feel good.
Listen to the radio. Listen to the radio. Listen to the radio. Listen to the radio.
I think it's clever to swear.